Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
5X, the Lumineers, Ophelia. It's the morning mess. We're Marty and Shannon. This is 95X. It's time for Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. If you can't call in right now with your legal questions that you have, you can always reach out to the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, once again, how can they contact you at your office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333 and at stanleylawoffices.com.
So here we go. For the next several minutes, we're going to do Legal Tuesday. Get your questions in to Joe. He's here right now and he's here to help you out. It's legal advice. Text line 315-629-9570. You can also call us at 315-421-9595.
Okay, we got a text message. This is a follow-up. I think we heard from this guy a couple weeks ago. Joe, this is about my camp. We're both on MHP property lease. I live there full-time, have thousands invested. I need to find out how to get a lien on it. Don't want it swept out from under me. How and what do I do to get it done? It's in Oswego County, if you need to know that.
Yeah, well, his description to me is confusing, because if you lease property, unless he's got one of those 100-year leases, putting money into a lease is a problem, because
you're not going to get it back.
Yeah, you're not going to get it back unless you have an agreement.
Well, it says he says we both own it, so
I'm not sure what that means. We both own it, but if you have a lease, you're not really an owner. I mean, you have an interest in the property, but you are not the title owner. He needs to talk. I mean, he can send me an email and give me a little more detailed breakdown exactly what his situation is, and then I can see if he may need to get a real estate lawyer to protect what rights he has, or at least find some way of getting him out of the situation in as bad a way as possible. But those are the things we talk about. Those you talk to a lawyer in advance, how to protect yourself. If you're going to invest thousands of dollars in property that you have some kind of questionable legal title to, or you're only renting, you should really get legal advice before you do that to make sure you understand what's going to happen when you leave or somebody else sells it or whatever.
Joe Stanley is here, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess with Marty and Shannon. And back to the phone lines we go. The number is 315-421-9595. You're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question this morning?
Good morning. This is Bald Eric. How are you doing, Marty? Shannon?
What's up?
Good, Bald Eric. What's your question, buddy?
My girlfriend actually recently found out that her ex-husband, they've been separated for about 13 years, got the divorce about 7, but apparently signing over a small piece of property that they own, he put the wrong address. So therefore, all of us suffer taxes and stuff, went to the wrong address. now it's been sold, apparently.
Well, that's what happens. The government, if you don't pay your taxes, they do a tax sale. And there, how long ago was it? There are redemption periods. In other words, when there's tax sales, there's rules about what happens. How long ago was this?
Well, apparently he finally signed it over about 4 or 5 years ago. But she tried to look it up on the Madison website of who owns what properties, and she can't find her name.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what the next item to do.
All right. So as part of the divorce, he was supposed to sign this piece of property over to her.
Correct. And he dragged his feet for about 2 or 3 years on this. So.
And then when he signed it over, he must have given her some notice of it that he signed it over to her.
No, he just signed it more or less. I guess she found out like a year or so later that it was done, but instead of putting Syracuse, they put Manlius. And because it went to the wrong address, which it was the address what he lived at previously, so there's no way he could have messed it up, but it's just, I'm not sure what to do.
Well, I this goes back to, she had a lawyer when she had this divorce, right?
Yes.
These are things that are supposed to be ironed out in a divorce. If you're supposed to get property in a divorce, those are things that somebody's supposed to keep track of. Somebody is supposed to make sure they are followed through and that you get what you're entitled to. And I'm not sure what I understand. If you give a deed to somebody, in other words, sign over that deed to somebody, you send it to them. I mean, whatever the transaction is the court ordered, she should have gotten a copy of it from him, from their lawyer, from her lawyer, saying, here's your property, it's yours now, do whatever you need to do with it. because whether he put his name or not his name on it, I don't, you know, if she doesn't know about it, she doesn't know she owns it. So there's something more to the story. She needs to talk to her divorce lawyer who handled this and find out if he knew about it. This doesn't make sense because those things are supposed to happen as part of the divorce, not years after. And if they're not, you end up having litigation about enforcing the divorce decree. And if he did it wrong, maybe you have a right to sue him, but she needs to talk to her divorce lawyer. That's where I'd start.
Yeah, I don't even know if she actually goes with that lawyer anymore because that's been all done and settled. But again, I agree that she should have gotten.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It's not all done and settled if it's not all done and settled. You know what I mean? If there's a problem with it, you always go back to the lawyer who handled it and say, there was a problem. This wasn't completed properly. What should we do or what happened or why did this happen? There's nothing wrong with doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to find another alternative. She's just trying to blow it off and say, well, I don't see it, so I'm not going to worry about it. And I'm like, well, if he intentionally did something, or if not, you still had the entitlement to this. And just because you feel you're out of luck doesn't mean that you are. So,
right. That's what I mean. She needs to start with a divorce lawyer first about enforcement of whatever she was supposed to get and then go from there.
All right. I appreciate your time, and you all have a great day. And hopefully things will be nice here for the next couple of days. After the storms go through.
Yeah, absolutely. Bald Eric, thanks for the call today, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. Joe Stanley's here. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. Joe, if people are listening right now, they may be a little timid to go on the radio with their personal questions. We understand that. They can always reach out to you at the office, and how can they do that?
Sure. Phone number is 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com, or joe@stanleylawoffices.com is my email.
Questions, you can get them in. The text line is 315-629-9570. Last chance to call Joe right now at 315-421-9595.
Joe, we are looking into nursing facilities for my grandmother. My uncle's been caring for her. It's becoming too much for one person. The whole family is concerned with reports on nursing homes recently in the news, the mistreatment, contaminated water, neglect. And I've heard you talk about the importance of planning. Do you know of a reliable source to compare nursing homes in the area? I'd rather grandma not get maggoty bed sores. Oh, thank you for that. Yes, we hope your grandma does not also.
Yes, their Medicare has ratings, and so does the New York State Health Department. You can go and look them all up and see what the results of their inspections are. You can see what the Medicare ratings are, and then you can just search online for reviews. And best, you know, I would recommend looking at the New York State Health Department, Medicare's reviews, and then on-site inspections. And when I say on-site inspections, go there not necessarily when there's a tour, but just go there and walk around the facility if you can, when things are going on, so you can really see what goes on, not just what goes on when the tour is going on.
Yeah. Right. It's not school picture day every day.
Yes, exactly.
And I know, I went through it. My mom was in a nursing home for a long time, and we were fortunate, and we went there all the time. And that's part of the problem, is that if you don't go there all the time and watch what's going on, the care isn't going to be as good. It's just the way it is.
Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess with Joe Stanley. Great questions today. Again, you can always reach out to Joe at the office for more questions. We do it every Tuesday. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. And one more time, don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Joe, if anyone's listening right now and they want to reach you, how do they do it?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com, 1-800-608-3333. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Did you see the solar eclipse yesterday? Did you have those fancy, dancy glasses?
I did not.
I didn't either. I stood on my porch, and it kind of got like a little, like it looked like dim. More like dim, but not like dark, dark. So I was disappointed. My daughter started crying because she thought it was going to be like, you know, this
dark. I have actually been at a full, you know, eclipse.
The totality of it?
Yeah. So almost. I think I was at a place where it was like 95%. It is pretty weird. It is pretty
weird. It gets really dark. It didn't even get dark here, though. I was hoping it would get darker.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. It gets really weird. I mean, it's, you know, it's not so much looking at the sun, at least from my experience. It was weird about when it gets dark and how everything just kind of, you know, the animals, it's like they're sensing that there's something really strange here.
Something you don't know about Joe is he's excited the fair's here so he can make his one trip to the fair to go shoot the hoops. Joe Stanley is the master of shooting baskets.
Marty, I'm going to make you come with me for a challenge. Well, I'm gonna come
oh, you're going to crush me.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
I'll play in ping pong.
All right, we can do that too.
Do they have ping pong there? We can play I Got It together.
Oh, that's right. I've been playing that for about a century.
Do I have a date with Joe Stanley at the fair?
Throw him over your back.
You're going to play I Got It together.
No, what you do would really make him mad is when he walk by, you yell, I got it, and then the whole game stops.
Oh my gosh, you guys could get wine slushies and skip.
Let's have a good time. Yeah. Joe Stanley, you're amazing. Reach out to Joe, and thank you very much. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week, and enjoy the fair.
You too. It's the Morning Mess on 95X. Back to the roads we go. Traffic.